And good morning, and once again, welcome back to another edition of the Community Corner on KWHI, AM 1200, FM 101.7. Craig Montana in studio with you here, as always, discussing events happening around the area for you to take part in, for you to learn about, for you to be a part of. And today is a great event. We're discussing a job fair. Anybody out there who's looking for work? We got a place for you to go coming up next week. That is going to be a big job here at the Washington County Fairgrounds Event Center. And with us here today, a couple of ladies from here the area, Washington County Chamber of Commerce President Winnie Ragonis, and from the City of Brenham, the Economic Development Director Susan Cates today. And good morning there, ladies.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in today and talking with us. And first of all, let everybody know just about what it is, Winnie Ragonis, the new chamber president. And we've talked to you, I think, once before you've come in.
Yes.
for the program. How's things going with the chamber so far? Coming
so far, so good. I've been there about 5 months, and we're really excited. We've offered some new programming in the last 5 months. We've got chamber chats, which are open to our membership, and we've kind of focused on hot topic issues. And we've also had a lunch and learn series that we've started, and those have been really popular and well-attended. So, we just continue to roll along at the chamber and blessed to be a part of the community and to serve our members.
All right. And Susan Cates, Brenham Economic Development Director, how are things going with the EDC there?
Great. I joined the city in January, so 9 months into this, 10 months into this, and really doing some great things with building some community partnerships. We've got some projects that we're working on that are going to bring employers into our community. And then this job fair is a huge part of our workforce development projects. And then also working with Blinn College on some training programs. So workforce is a huge emphasis on what we're doing to support our existing employers.
Okay. So let's jump right into this event coming up next week, the red, white, and job fair coming up. And talk about what brought this about. Why did you guys decide that you wanted to do this?
Sure. Well, when I came on board, like I said, workforce is a huge aspect of what we do in economic development. And I reached out to Brazos Valley Workforce Solutions. And in discussing with them, when was the last time that we did a job fair in Washington County, and found out that there hadn't been one in some time. And so began the conversation about how do we bring a job fair here to our community, as opposed to job seekers having to go to Bryan College Station to participate in a job fair. Reached out to Wendy, and we just grabbed this kind of bull by the horns and said, we're going to tackle this, and we're going to bring a job fair to our local community and make it easier for job seekers to access a job fair, and for our employers to have a forum to advertise their open positions.
All right. Mm-hmm. So let's get into the employees. Who's going to be at the job fair this year?
Well, we've got some great local businesses that are coming, and I can just read off a couple. And Personnel Services, Brandon Industrial Group, Baylor Scott & White. Of course, they're a large employer in our community. Washington County Tractor, Whataburger, High Hope Care Center, Safarion Staffing, Express Employment Professionals, Bluebell Creameries, and Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge. And then also the U.S. Army will have a table there for any of those interested in the armed services.
And to add on to that, Germania Insurance is going to be there, the Kenny Store, U.S. Census Bureau. With the census coming up, there are some temporary positions available to help conduct that census, which is so incredibly important to our community to get an accurate census. Workforce Solutions Brazos Valley will be there helping people get registered on Work in Texas, which provides job seekers access to jobs all over the state. Washington County will be there. City of Brenham will be there with their open jobs. Brenham ISD, Redfern Woodwork and Renovation, and Quest Specialty will all be there. And just so you know, if you are an employer out there and you still want to participate, there is still a few tables open to participate, and you can access information on how to register either on the Brenham Economic Development Facebook page, or the chamber's website, or by calling the chamber?
Absolutely. You can always call the chamber. Our number is 979-836-3695. So you're always welcome to just call and speak to one of our staff members, and we can help you get registered.
And that's a big list. That's a lot of folks that's going to be there to just looking for new employees to come in and work with here. And just that's just here in Washington County.
Exactly. These are jobs close to home.
There you go.
And we're really excited about the opportunity to partner, of course, with the Chamber in the city and with Workforce Solutions in Brazos Valley. So this is, I think, the first time that all of our agencies have partnered. And so we're really excited about this spirit of collaboration that we've got going on. And we hope that's something that we will continue into the future beyond this job fair.
And, of course, you mentioned a statewide hiring fair. Does that mean that anybody from the state is able to come to this event?
Exactly. There are, at this, on November 7th, this job fair is happening all over the state. So Workforce Solutions offices all over the state of Texas are sponsoring these job fairs. It's in conjunction with Veterans Day, which is the following Monday. So we're specifically targeting our military veterans and their families and existing service members that may be transitioning out of the armed forces and back into civilian life. But this job fair, just to emphasize, it is open to everyone, every job seeker out there, either looking for a job because you're unemployed or because you're underemployed and looking for a new opportunity. This job fair is for you.
There you go. And of course, so whenever they get to the job fair, what should they expect when they get to the job fair next week?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it'll be at the event center at the Washington County Fairground. So there's plenty of parking so they can just come right in, and there'll be tables set up with the employers that are seeking applicants. There'll also be some additional resources on hand. Brazos Valley Workforce Solution will have some resources to help people. The Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library will also help have some laptops there where people can work on their resume or actually just go on right online at that time and apply for a job. In addition, the small business, the SBDC will also have a table there with information for small businesses looking for opportunities through their organization. So they can just come in. If they've got a resume, they should bring it. If not, there'll be some resources on hand to help them navigate that process to create one.
Yeah. I was going to ask about that. Anything, what should they bring with them then when they go to these this job fair?
If you have a resume, bring your resume. That's the first and most important. If you keep your calendar separate from your phone, you might want to bring your calendar because there may be an opportunity to actually schedule interviews. So make sure you have your calendar so that you can schedule those appointments at the job fair as you're speaking to those employers. As Wendy was mentioning, we've got staff from Nancy Carroll Roberts Library that will be there to help you build a resume. And I just want to give them a shout out. That library is a fantastic resource in our community for job seekers. If you need to build a resume, they have support staff there that are experienced in doing that, and they can help you anytime that the library is open or they do classes on doing that. Even, you know, we have people that don't have email addresses, and that's a kind of critical piece nowadays is for employers to be able to contact job seekers is having an email address. And so if you don't have an email address, stop by Nancy Carroll Roberts Library and let them help you navigate that and get an email address. So I just wanted to give them a shout out. They'll be there. And then also just to build on what you were saying about SBDC being there, if you are maybe looking to become an entrepreneur as opposed to becoming an employee, they will be there talking about resources that they have for training. If you have your great idea already, or if you need help developing your idea, building a business plan, the staff from the SBDC will be there to help our budding entrepreneurs in Washington County.
Yeah. And of course, I guess, dress to impress at this one as well.
Absolutely. Dress appropriately for the job that you're applying for. If you are applying for a professional position, then you need to come dressed professionally. If you are applying for a manufacturing position, you need to be dressed neat and clean in appropriate clothing for the type of work that you're looking to do.
There you go. All right, so let's get into it for the people who need to know the whens, the wheres, and all that good stuff about this hiring fair.
Well, it is November 7th, as we mentioned, and it is at the Washington County Fairgrounds. It starts at 10 a.m. and it will conclude at 2 p.m. So intended to, you know, catch everyone on their shifts and also, you know, possibly during your lunch hour. So hopefully you can take the time, come by the job fair and find some opportunities.
There you go. Can people go online somewhere and maybe find out information and they can see that for themselves, a list of businesses they'll be taking part in this. They can find out, kind of figure out where they want to go before they get there.
If you look at texasworkforce.org/HRWY. So that stands for hiring red, white, and you. So HRWY. It will have information about all the job fairs across the state, and you just click on Washington County and we'll have the information specific to our job fair. But again, the Chamber website and the Brenham Economic Development Facebook page also have all the information about this particular job fair.
Okay. All right. And of course, coming up for the job fair, we were mentioning about the veterans. We're going to get to this part. The veterans, kind of a big deal about that one. Of course, sometimes they have it. It's hard to get that transition from military life into civilian life. Would be mm-hmm. there be anybody there to kind of help them navigate through that that day?
Absolutely. The staff from Workforce Solutions of Brazos Valley will be there. Wendy and I will be there, as well as probably some additional mm-hmm. staff from the chamber. We'll be there to help any veterans that need assistance. We will also, at the job fair, have a interpreter for anybody Spanish. Who is hearing impaired and Spanish mm-hmm. language interpreter. So if you need assistance in those areas, those resources are available as well.
Just come in, just ask for somebody that you guys
exactly.
can help about.
Yes.
Somebody will be there.
When you come in the front door, Workforce Solutions will have a registration table. You will be asked to fill out just some general information so that we have a record of everybody who attended.
Okay. All right. All right. So that's coming up again next week on the 7th of November, a job fair. And everyone, welcome to figure
Absolutely.
Out where they want to get a job at. And anything else that we didn't get to cover for the job fair?
I think we did a great job.
I think we've got most of the details covered. And again, if anyone has any questions, you know, feel free to call the chamber offices. Mm-hmm. Our staff there can help you get pointed in the right direction. We do have a few spots for employers. If there are still employers out there that are interested in participating in the event, feel free to reach out to the chamber. Again, our number is 836-3695. And we'll be happy to point you in the right direction.
We probably should also thank our sponsors
Absolutely.
On this event.
Absolutely. We've got to thank our sponsors.
City of Brenham, Whataburger, Washington County, of course, K-Tex and
yes.
KWHI.
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, we want to thank the Texas Veterans Commission for helping us facilitate this event, Brazos Valley Workforce Commission as well. They are really going above and beyond and making sure that we have an event here in Washington County. And so we're very excited again to have this opportunity to collaborate. We've got, as always, great community sponsors. K-Tex, KWHI is always one of those. So we appreciate all that you do, not only for us, but for the community as well.
There you go. All right. And before I let you go, I know the chamber, we get you guys to come in and talk about a few little things going on. That's kind of a busy day for you guys. You got a few more things going on that day,
we
don't you?
We do. That is November 7th is a really busy day in the community. Of course, that morning we host our networking breakfast. Associated Credit Union is our sponsor for that, and it's going to be actually out at the Brenham State Supported Living Center, and that starts at 7:45 in the morning. And then in the evening, we have our Young Professionals Organization, and they're having a happy hour at LJ's Barbecue, and that's from 5 to 7. And then in the evening, we also have Faith Missions Candlelight Christmas is that evening as well, and that's at Silver Wings Ballroom. And that's from, it starts at 6. And then Unity Theater has a production that night, Beast on the Moon, and that starts at 7:30. So, you know, we're in Washington County, and there's always something fun going on, and there's never a lack of anything to do. So, and the November 7th just kind of proves that. It's a busy day starting early, early in the morning, and yeah. it'll always live music in downtown and other venues. It will go late into the evening.
There you go. So get you some sleep beforehand.
Exactly.
That's it. What about the city? Anything coming up for the city that you want to plug real fast?
Tonight, there is the public forum regarding annexation, so just highlight that as an opportunity for folks to come out and hear about that project and ask questions. So always great things going on with the city of Brenham.
There you go. All right, before I let you ladies go, one more time, let's go over for the people so that maybe they got their pen and paper ready for them to go now.
Yes.
The when, where, and what they need to bring with them when they get to the job fair next week.
It is at the Washington County Fairgrounds Event Center, which is at 1305 East Bluebell Road here in Brenham. The event is on Thursday, November 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And make sure if you have a resume to bring it. If not, when you get there, you will have the opportunity to work with the volunteers that are there that day to build your resume.
There you go. And is there a charge? For this
no
one.
Cost.
No, it is free to go and
absolutely
find you a job, because if you need a job, you probably don't have a whole lot of money anyway.
Free to job seekers and to employers who want to participate. Oh, just make sure. No charge for employers who want to be there.
There you go. All right, ladies, thank you for coming and talking with us today.
Thank you.
Again,
Wendy
Ragonis from the Washington Chamber of Commerce and Susan Cates from the City of Brenham Economic Development. We appreciate y'all coming and talking with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. There we go.
That is another Community Corner in the books this morning, folks. We'll do it all again next Tuesday. Another event around the area for you to find out, for us to discuss and talk about here on KWHI. Again, if you have an event you want to get on the Community Corner and talk about, let us know. Give us an email. Shoot one to Holly Ryder at promotions@ktex.com, or give us a call in the offices at 979-836-3655 and talk to Holly Ryder. She can get these things booked up in advance, a month out. That would be great, a couple weeks out, but do not call us on a Friday and say, I want to be on Tuesday. It just doesn't work that way. So give us a call here on the Community Corner, and we'll get you on. Enjoy your day today, folks. We'll see you again next Tuesday right here on KWHI, AM 12, FM 101.7. Again, anyone going to the job fair, good luck to you, and I hope you find the job you're looking for, that job fair next week at the Washington County Fairgrounds Event Center.